Welcome to stop number 8, Government Center. You're now facing City Hall, which is the big concrete building in the middle of the plaza.
Look at all this brick and concrete. It's not my favorite view in Boston, but it's an interesting place all the same because of what the city gained and lost by building City Hall Plaza. Just 50 years ago, this place was completely different. Back then, we'd have been standing in the middle of a neighborhood called Scully Square. Here's historian David Crew.
The Scully Square that people remember is the Scully Square with tattoo parlors, photography studios, burlesque theaters, restaurants, bars. It was a place that literally crackled with activity.
By the 1950s, times were tough for Boston, and Scully Square had become the sleaziest part of town. In 1960, the city raised millions of dollars in federal funding through some new urban renewal acts and did what it thought it had to do, tear down Scully Square and pave it over.
By building Government Center, by choosing that architecture for City Hall, as outlandish and useless as it is today, Boston made a statement to the rest of the world. You see newspaper articles and magazine articles about this incredible vision that Boston had for the future, and that really energized the city to become the world-class city that it is today.
So here's a paradox. Despite its energizing effects on the city, this plaza doesn't exactly inspire the people who visit it. According to the folks at the Project for Public Spaces, everything about this place is wrong. They call it, and I quote, bleak, expansive, and shapeless. It conveys nothing in the way of information about Boston, its history, or its sense of place. The layout and changes in grade deny the natural paths that people want to take. That's telling them. Well, the good news is that Boston has taken notice, and as we see in Stop 11 about the Big Dig, we're also trying to restore some of our city's natural connections.